That's Bahrain time for Love and Adam, brought to you by the makers of Miles Nervine and Alka-Seltzer. Women of fine red welcome the men back so hard into an overwhelming victory. Things in that little town settle back to normalcy quite rapidly. However, there is still the matter of what to do about the city officers and the ordinances passed by the women legislators while they were in office. And those items being considered in a special council meeting being held today. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. Friends, a national survey reveals that the cost of coals in work days lost is $1.5 billion every year. Now, that's a lot of money, and it means a lot of miserable people. And that's why it's wise to watch out for colds. And remember, do what you can when you're catching colds to keep that cold from taking hold. Now, the first thing you want is relief from that headachy, feverish ache all over misery. And it's easy. Just follow the Alka-Seltzer ABC Cold Comfort Treatment. And here it is. A, Alka-Seltzer. Start taking it according to the directions on the package. B, be wise. Get plenty of rest. Watch your diet. Dress warmly and stay out of dress. C, comfort. For the raw, scratchy throat that so often goes with a cold, just gargle with Alka-Seltzer. It's so soothing and effective. So get a large economical package from your druggist. It contains over 3 times as many tablets as the Get Acquainted size, yet costs only twice as much. Then follow the simple, pleasant Alka-Seltzer ABC Cold Comfort Treatment. It's as easy as ABC. Yes, do what you can when you're catching cold to keep that cold from taking hold. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in the local community today, we find Abner in the downtown store. Tom is just returning from the council meeting.
Tommy! Oh, it's you, Tom.
Yeah.
Oh, you sure have been going a long time.
Well, there was a lot to do at that meeting. Surprised it got done this quick.
Well, how did you finally figure things out?
Well, that's a long story, but we got Martin and I everything settled.
Yeah.
And it all worked out pretty good,
too. Well, good for us.
We found it better than I expected it would.
Well, how'd you do it? Who's the mayor now?
Let me sit down and catch my breath.
Watch your old head on Gertrude.
Get out of here. Get on back there. Feed her with your baby.
I got her that time. Elizabeth don't have to go on being mayor that long.
No, of course not. Dick Hudson is the new mayor.
Dick?
Yeah. Well, tried to run you in there, and Squires keeps wanting to have Ezra Seastrunk for mayor, so we finally compromised on Dick.
Yeah, well, I'm glad anyway. I never wanted to be the mayor. What did you do? Just vote on it?
No, here's how the whole thing worked. First, Elizabeth resigned as mayor.
Good.
So then the elder women are finding somebody to fill out the rest of her term. That's when they named Dick.
Well, Earl and how the woman still going to be in office?
No, wait, now let me get done telling you this.
Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me.
Then they taken all the resignations of all of the men that had been in office before and tore them up. That's the outer men that resigned, you remember.
Well, the women folks went in, yeah.
Yeah. And then every woman officer resigned.
Well, good for them. That's a good shutting, so I'll say that.
Yeah, that gets things back to where they ought to be. Huh?
Yeah, that's right. That's a good idea. Well, what about all them laws that the women folks had passed, though? They're still in effect, ain't they?
No, not no more than any.
Huh?
That was the first thing the new town council done. He peeled every one of them out and shortened
it. I don't agree with that. It's...
There ain't one of them left on the statute books.
Well, what did the women folks say about that? Didn't they sort of object to
it? Well, they wasn't there no more.
Huh?
Because they resigned, they got their home where they belong.
They did?
Stay there.
Don't be that's where we're going to keep them, too. A woman's place is in the home. I love
it. It was the opinion of the new city council. Well, there comes Granddad.
No. Was he at the council meeting?
No, he ain't no officer.
No, I don't, but he usually speaks in a way.
Howdy, Grandpa.
Yeah, come on in, Grandpa.
Howdy. Bring your mail over to you.
A
couple of letters for you, fellas.
Oh, well, what's the advice to bring them over? Who is it from, Grandpa?
I don't know. I forgot my sticks. I'll have to have you fellas read them to me.
Read them to you? Well, these ain't for you. They're for us. Here, along. This mayor looks like it's for you.
Oh, very good.
Well, letters on there.
You know where I've been all morning? Down to the barbershop.
Well?
Down to the barbershop. Just sat there looking like old time. Sure seemed good again.
Well, for the land's sake, Law, look at here. A whole batch of stamps.
Yeah, I got the same thing in my letter.
Well, I want that nice of somebody to send them to us. That'll cut down our postage bill for this month.
Well, Edna, these ain't postage stamps. They're Easter seals.
Uh-uh.
These are to help crippled children.
Oh.
The idea is we buy these seals and the money goes to the National Society for Crippled Children.
Oh, it does, huh?
It tells all about it right here in the letter.
Oh, well, because I hadn't got around to reading it. I just seen your stamps. I'll take a look at
that. This outfit takes care of about a half a million crippled children.
Half a million?
Around 7 million crippled adults with 100,000 added annually, it says.
For the law, me saves a life. Dogs, that's hard to believe.
Well, I'm still home. Huh. You better send our money in right now so we won't forget it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll get some money out of the cash.
Yeah, get some for me, too, Long. Send that in. That's a good call.
Charlie Redfield was there.
Charlie Redfield was there.
It's a barbershop. That's what we was talking about.
Was it?
Old Bess was down there, too. It sure seemed good to sit around there and loaf again. Fine race, you get to be my favorite out of town again.
Well, sure, he better than it was when them women folks were running things. I'll say that first.
Eli White was there.
Well?
Garnet Levers was there.
Well, that's... Who?
Garnet Levers. He asked about you, Heber.
About me?
Yeah.
Well, I don't even know him.
Well, he asked about you.
Who'd you say that was?
Garnet Levers.
Garnet Levers? Levers. Oh, but I don't recollect nobody but that name. He don't live here in town, does he?
No, he lives south of Oden.
South of Oden?
Got a rock garden over his place made out of bottles. Bottle garden. Snuff bottles.
Oh.
I reckon you'd call it a bottle garden. Made out of bottles.
Bottle garden. Yeah, some women folks go snuff bottles and outline flower beds with them.
Oh, he got his front walk made out of and everything.
Well, I don't believe I've ever heard about
him. He asked about you.
Oh, that is peculiar. I reckon where he could have heard about me.
Huh. Now, here, Grandpa. On your way back, would you mind to trap these envelopes in for the Crippled Children's Society and Post Office?
I'll be proud to do it, Tom.
Go on, Well,
I can get them in the mail right away.
Yeah, sure, don't blame me. It's a good cause. I'll be running along directly.
Do you know Garnet Levers?
No, I don't believe I do.
There's a South Oden over there.
He asked about Emma.
Yeah, I hear you talking over here.
Oh, but I must be more famous than I think I am. What'd he say about me, Grandpa?
Who?
Garnet Levers.
Garnet Levers?
Yeah.
That's cute. You're bringing up his name. I just seen him down at the barbershop this morning. Fact is, he asked about you.
I know that, Grandpa. I want to know what he said about me.
Why, he said, Wait a minute. There he's coming. No, that's Cedric coming up out there.
Huh.
Thought for a second it was Garnet Levers.
Well, what'd he say about me? Does he know Elizabeth, too?
Well, he's here, too.
Oh, well, howdy, Cedric.
But guess who's in town today?
Don't tell me, Cedric. I know. Garnet Levers.
Garnet Levers?
Yeah.
He asked about Abner.
Yeah.
Well, that ain't who I'm talking about. I mean, the ex-Terminator.
Ah.
Gets rid of all kinds of varmints.
Oh, you mean ex-Terminator?
This one. That's what I said. Ex-Terminator. He calls himself Dr. Roy, the pest controller. Boy.
Well, we ain't interested in him, Cedric. Now, listen, Grandpa, you've got to tell me what Garnet Levers
I've been watching Dr. Roy exterminate some mouses over there at the liver stable. It sure was educational.
Cedric, will you hush up for a minute?
Granny, Cedric, I want to talk to you about something.
Well,
come on, Grandpa. Now, you tell me what Garnet Levers said before I die. You lost it.
Well, see, he was sitting there in the barbershop, and we seen you all past the window with a couple of baskets of groceries, and that's when Garnet asked about you.
Well, yeah, I was on the delivery. What'd he say?
He said, who's that?
Yeah.
That's all. He said, who's that? I couldn't tell him because I never had my specs with me.
Well, how did you know it was me, then?
Well, come to think of it, it might not have been you. Somebody went past, though, I think.
Bogus, Grandpa, I ought to whop you right up on top of the
come back to the feed room with me, Cedric. I can't talk to you in here with all this prattle going on.
Grandpa, what you all are going to tell me things like that for? Here you get me thinking I was an old friend that's gone at last
anyway. That's it, right in here, Cedric. What I want to talk to you about is this exterminator fella.
Yes, Mom. It's awful educational.
Well, I don't care about that. What I want to know is, does he actually get shut of mice?
Oh, yes, Mom. He's supposed to be an expert at it. Got all kinds of contraptions. He's working this territory now, he says.
Do you reckon you could get him over here? We've got one mouse here that we've just got to get shut of. That's all they are to him.
Oh, you mean Clyde?
That's the one, Clyde. Don't tell Abner about this, because he'd have a fit. He thinks the world and all of that mouse. But we just can't have him around here no longer. Look at them sacks of feed there. Don't a hole in every single one of them. Them flour sacks, too.
Did he do all that by himself?
Yeah, that ain't half the damage he's done around here. I've set 1,000 or 100 traps for him, but either he's too smart for me or else Abner goes around springing the traps one, I don't know which. Our cat can't even catch him. I think she's afraid of him. So if you can get this Dr. Roller for me, I'll be dead to you for life.
Well, I'll ask him. I don't think he can make it till tomorrow, though.
Well, that's all. Oh, now, I think I hear Abner coming. Whatever you do, don't let him know what you're
doing. What's going on back here? What you folks talking about here anyway?
Oh, nothing.
Yes, it is. Now, I can tell by the look on your face, Long.
Abner, it ain't nothing.
Yes, sir, you're up to something, Long Edwards.
All right, I am up to something.
Yeah.
There's a certain varmint around this store I'm going to get rid of if that exterminator is as good as Cedric says he is.
Oh, both of you framing up on me, huh? Don't want me for a partner no more.
Oh, it ain't fast.
Yes, it is, too, I can tell. Dogie, you can bring that exterminator over here if you want to, but I won't get in it, I'll tell you.
Abner better find out what Tom is up to pretty soon, or it'll be curtains for young Clyde, the feed room terror. So join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Friends, sleepless night of tossing and turning makes the next morning seem pretty dreary. Well, why put up with dreary mornings when Miles Nervine can come to rescue for those occasional sleepless nights? You see, Miles Nervine is a dependable, mild and effective sedative that helps relieve nervous tension and quiet overwrought nerves, which may often cause a sleepless night. Use it next time you're jittery and cranky. Miles Nervine has been making good in thousands of American homes for almost three quarters of a century. And it's guaranteed to satisfy you or your money back. Caution, use only as directed. Your druggist has it in two forms. Effervescent tablets at 35 and 75 cents or liquid Nervine at 25 cents and $1. It's a product of the research and scientific skill of the Miles Laboratories. So next time you spend a wakeful night because of nervous tension, let Miles Nervine help you to relax. Visit your favorite drugstore today and ask for Nervine, N-E-R-V-I-N-E, Miles Nervine.